Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Northern Power Women Podcast with me, not Sam Walker, Simone Roche, speaking to you from Liverpool, where we are now in Tier 3 lockdown for almost a week now as this episode goes out. But luckily, I'm here with the phenomenal broadcaster, presenter, entrepreneur, Ganan Adamu, who is quite frankly lifting my spirits this morning. And it's been an overwhelming time, isn't it, at the moment, Ganan?
You know what? It's crazy. It's crazy and unpredictable. That's the only way I can put it.
I know. And I think it's this whole talk of 6 months. It just feels that takes into account Christmas. It takes into account all that overspending, overeating. Give us what, how are we going to get through this? Give us some positivity.
Well, you know what, Simone? I class myself as I'm very spiritual, as you know. But also even before we went into tier three, I kept on saying to my girlfriends, I keep on having 6 months in my head, 6 months for all of this to be not over with, but to calm down. So I've mentally prepared myself that this, you know, it's going to take longer than what everyone anticipated. And then obviously we had the Prime Minister's announcement and I was like, Ganan, you're psychic. But you know, one of the things that I've been really fond of doing right now is meditating. I love meditating and I've loved reading and just taking time out for myself. And the funny thing is I'm actually busier now than I've ever been, you know, but I've managed to actually handle things in the right way because I am taking time out for myself. And I think we get so boiled down into trying to move with the way things are going that the uncertainty is making us very anxious when realistically what we need to do is just breathe and just relax and take stock. We'll just say, you know what? The beauty of everything right now is that we are still alive. And that's what I keep on saying to myself is I'm still waking up every morning. You know, I'm still able to take my little boy to school. I'm still able to, you know, have a glass of wine with my mum. You know, I'm one of the fortunate ones that, you know, me and my mum live together. So we're like students. But, you know, it is that feeling grateful and feeling thankful. Mm. I think that's what's getting me through it all, you know.
And you know, we're still in a period of time where the sun rises and the sun sets. And last night, Northern Power Man and I went for a walk along our magnificent waterfront. And it was beautiful. I do like this time of year. What I don't like the next month, you know, where the clocks go back and it all gets a bit dark. But I look at my window right now and it's, I've got the most magnificent cathedral in front of me. And obviously we're in a city where we're blessed with two autumn leaves and a big Northern Power Women logo in the middle of it, you know? So, that's good. Well, you've lifted my spirits this morning. And without wanting to flip it the other way, one of the things that we were talking about before this was about failure, you know, and about, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, you have to fail to succeed. What's your take on the whole failure vibe?
You know what? I used to be really hard on myself when I was growing up because, you know, I was that child that was gifted and talented and there was a lot of expectation on me. And people don't realize when, you know, when you label a child as gifted and talented, there's a lot of pressure because everyone assumes you've got to do well. So then you put that pressure on yourself. And growing up as an adult, I was always like, things have to be 100% or I can't take it forward. So even, you know, starting iWoman, I needed everything to be in place. And it's only when I started with the School of Social Entrepreneurs that I was like, no, I was hearing other people's failures and how they were speaking about it. And I thought, why have I been so hard on myself? Now, fast forward and I'm making trips to America and I realized that Americans celebrate failure. they absolutely celebrate failure. And even in regards to banks, if you failed at a business, they will still loan you money. And I think it's like up to 3 times because they believe that once you've failed, you've learned from your past mistakes and you know what you need to do to correct and move forward to be successful. Whereas I feel like the UK still doesn't accept or celebrate failure. And it's you know what? Failure is not a bad thing. It shouldn't be a negative word. For me, I always think we're constantly learning. Me and you are constantly learning. You know, you could have a really bad partnership with someone and you think, you know what? That didn't work because of them, or it probably didn't work because I didn't manage my expectations. So it's about celebrating failure as much as celebrating success to be able to actually, you know, go global. Cause you know, I love to talk about going global and international. But it is about learning what mistakes you've made in the past, and moving them forward, but also recognizing that, yeah, you might not get the loan or the funding that you wanted because you failed the first time, but there's still other options available for you, you know, and being able to say, all right, then that company didn't work. I'll liquidate that, or I'll drop that and start all over again. It's okay to start again. You know, that's what life's all about.
But when do you know to start? Because sometimes you can hold on to something, or you keep it because it's safe. And, you know, right now, you know, I'm hearing lots of conversations with, you know, women in business at different stages, you know, whether they're at their early careers or right in that, you know, that top level, board level, where they've gone, you know what, I don't know whether I want to do this. I'm seeing a different way of working, you know, a bit like yourself. You've got your own co-workers at home, and you and your mom and your son and stuff. But I'm looking, I don't want to be, I can be global without having to be on a train or a plane every day. And we have talked about that a lot on this podcast. I have to say, I do not miss the trains. I miss that interaction with people. So it's been great to have you in the office, you know, this morning as well.
It's that we couldn't hug. That was the
only
thing.
I know.
Like, oh, we're so used to hugging each other.
I know. And we are that type of person, aren't we? We're, you know, it's that. And I'm finding it weird, totally sort of digressing, which was obviously inevitable. But, you know, it's when I'm watching films at the moment and that hugging. Yeah. It's weird, right? But but coming back to, yeah, people making decisions, you know, whether they've been in that, you know, whether it be a 6-figure salary or whether or not they've got the dream job that they wanted out of uni or that first great apprenticeship. And they suddenly go, you know what? I'm not sure. So when do you know to call that quits? And when do you know it's okay to jump on to the next thing? When is that okay?
So for me, I don't know if I've even mentioned this to you before, Simone. So initially I started my entrepreneur journey, I would say it was around 2012. So this was an iWoman. So I had a company called Global Skills Exchange, and, you know, it didn't do well. And I had to make that decision to, you know, pay to shut it down and all these things. And I was gutted, but you know what? I knew I had to make that decision for my own sanity, and my own finances as well. So it was recognizing that it wasn't about anyone else. And a lot of people, especially us women, you'll find that one of the reasons why you don't want to close down a business, or you don't want to leave work, it's pride. Cause you're always thinking, what's everyone else going to think? And it's not about anyone else. It's about your family situation. It's about your conversation within, you know, I always say family dynamics, because it is a partnership. When you're in a relationship, it's a partnership, and you have to have those conversations. So in regards to me, my partnership was my mom. So I would say to her, you know, this is what I want to do. What do you think? And she'll like help me talk it through. But a lot of times it's calculating and saying, what is this risk going to gain? You know, what am I going to gain from it? And making that conscious decision to move on, or to actually close down your business and say, all right, then learn from those mistakes. I think life's too short. It's so short to care about what anyone else thinks. And I think as human beings, a lot of us are wired to think, oh, I need to be this way. Oh, well, someone looks at me that way. And one of the biggest things I've done recently, you know, as you know, is I took off my WhatsApp. I came off Facebook and Instagram, and, you know, I kept my professional entity. So I've got, you know, LinkedIn and Twitter. But for me, I got to a point where I felt like I was sharing a lot. And I thought, who am I sharing it for? You know, why do people need to know my successes? Does that mean that more people want to work with me? You know, is social media what makes me, you know, enticing? So I closed it down. I was like, you know, I need to really take stock of what 2021 is going to look like for me. And I think for a lot of people, especially a lot of women, it is about saying what works for me. Also, I'm a single mom, so I'm doing a lot of this by myself. So if it doesn't work, I haven't got anyone to fall back on. I haven't got, you know, my husband or a wife to say, you know, can you keep the mortgage going? It literally is me that looks after everything. So I've had to make so many different decisions, but I've had to stay true to myself as well and not care what anyone else thinks. So I don't care that, you know, me and my mum live together, because I had to step back to move forward. And that decision that I made to move in with my mum, with the little one, was the best decision that I made. But, you know, the only thing that works out is the fact that I have bought the house, you know, but we still live together, you know. So it's been an amazing journey for me, but it's my journey. You know, it's my journey, it's my book.
It is. And I think, I was just going to say, I feel like it's about chapters. You know, I know when I was going through school, I was like average, you know, everyone's going off to uni. I didn't want to do uni. I felt like I was done with academia. And I remember making that decision, which terrified my mother, to join the Royal Navy, you know, and she's like, you are never going to keep your room tidy. And you know what? I never did. But it's interesting. And I think this is so important, because I hear your story and I hear everything you've done. And I need to also track back to the fact you came off WhatsApp and I just thought you were ignoring me, but that's a whole other thing. But I found you because I'm resourceful and resilient. But I think that the really important thing is we all have to own our own story. And there is no one size all path, is there? There's no one size all route for all. And so I do hear you and think, oh my God, you are so brave. But we're all brave, aren't we?
We are. And literally it's finding what allows you to find your brave bone, so to speak. You know, I've always been brave, but I would say what really topped it off for me was having my son. And sometimes that's the catalyst that you need. It's something, you know, or it's a book that you've read, or it's someone that you've stumbled across. There's people that, you know, we always talk about this, that you don't know, but you've come across them at an event. You talk to them and you think, you've inspired me. I'm going to do this, you know. So you always have to find that catalyst. And the catalyst for me was my son, you know. So we all have a brave bone. It's just literally saying to yourself, all right, then, what does this mean? You know, the funny thing is, right, so you were asking me earlier on about celebrating failure and all these things. Now, I talked about meditation. Now, recently, you know what I've started doing, which you might, you know, might not surprise you. I've been listening to, going to sleep, listening to rain and thunder. And you know what, Ray? I realized that I've got cabin fever. I'm not used to being in the country for so long. And I realized that rain actually reminds me of being abroad. For some reason, every time I go away, it always rains the first day that I'm there, and it calms me down. I thought, you know what? I've enjoyed listening to rain and thunder, you know? So it's finding things that allow you to just reconnect with yourself and to be able to find that brave bone.
Wow, that's amazing. Because actually, next time you want to hear rain, last week, 3 days solid on the boat, I literally fell. We thought it was Noah's Ark at one point. You know what I mean? We are waiting for the animals to come down the jetty. So next time I'm going to record that. And obviously I can't WhatsApp you, but I will be messaging you.
I'll be back on it. Yeah.
Do you know, I've not thought of that. The different sounds that we get used to, whether it be the background noise when you've got your headphones on a train or on an aircraft, or the ambient noise that you hear when you're traveling or in a restaurant or whatever. God, I'd not thought of that. Yeah, we all need to listen to our noises. And you know what? This is brilliant, because we always look for the soundbite, for the heading Of the episode. The episode always have it. And I love that. The finding your brave bone. I just think is brilliant. Well, do you know what? I think it is now time that we need to hear for some life lessons. Every week on the podcast, we get someone from our Northern Power Women community who sends in their life lessons. And this week we've got Julie Johnson from the aptly named Success Club, who's going to be here to share her wisdom and guidance and advice. Here's Julie.
Hello. This is Julie Johnson, Transformational Leadership Coach for Women at the Success Club. Tell us about an important role model in your life. My history teacher, Miss McLean. She was so passionate about the subject, I totally loved it. She taught me that you can do work that you love, and if you're passionate and enthusiastic, then you can also inspire other people. What's one piece of advice that's really stuck with you? Be the change. The world is full of people waiting for others to come to their rescue or to do what needs doing. You start. What would you tell the 25-year-old about work-life balance? It's so important to put yourself first, to understand what you need, to know who and what's most important to you, as well as what you're passionate about, both for work but also in terms of a fulfilling life. And to remember that there is only a finite amount of time. So if you don't prioritise you and you put yourself at the bottom of the list after work and family and friends, you'll find that there's absolutely no time and energy left for you. Tell us about a time you've had to be resilient. On New Year's Eve 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at a time when I'm running my own business and running it on my own. I worked with clients around my surgery and around my treatment, but I also took lots of time off to recuperate. I didn't keep trying to work and wear myself out. That way, I think I was more ready and more able to come back to work when I did. When have you taken a risk and what happened? I think risk is an occupational hazard, being self-employed or a small business owner. It's a fact of life we simply need to get used to. But my most recent risk was at the start of lockdown this year. I just launched an in-person mastermind using dance as the process to unlock insights and transformation when, of course, we could no longer meet in person. It took me a few weeks, but I developed an online Dance of Leadership journey. The results of that, some people simply didn't get it. Couldn't understand how dance could help them in terms of their personal leadership. And others were totally curious and then got blown away by the insights and learning. I do think that this year and the lockdown has been a great time for experimentation and risk-taking.
Oh, do you know what? That was, I think based on the conversation we've had today, I think there was so much there that Julie talked about that is almost like she knew you were coming as our guest today, Ganan, you know. But I think it was that there was one point about having we only have a finite amount of time. And if we don't prioritize it, then we'll have nothing left for us. And I think you and I run at a million miles an hour. So I am fascinated about meditation and, It's been offered actually only last night. I do yoga and I, you know, people sometimes surprised that I can lie on, you know, be on a mat space for a period of time, but I do it 5 or 6 times a week. And the yoga teacher, Marie, I think who we both know, Marie Byrne, she's offering meditation in November and I might be inspired to do it. But the other thing that Julie said is that again stuck with me, which is the world is waiting for people to come to their rescue. But actually you can make the change. Yeah. And you know what? You are one of those people. But listen, if you've got any life lessons that you want to share, please, we send you 12 questions. You pick 5, you audio record, send us an email, podcast@northernpowerwomen.com, and we will do the rest. But before the week goes, this week's podcast goes, we've loved having you on this week's show, but a pearl of wisdom before we leave you off into the meditation world and the rain-soaked world, Ganan.
So I love this quote and it's from Confucius. And I don't know if I've said it word for word, but it's all around. It doesn't matter how slow you go as long as you don't stop. And it's all about following the pace that suits you. It's not a rat race. You're not in competition with anyone else. It's about you and your journey. So yeah, it doesn't matter how slow you go, as long as you don't stop.
Wow. My goodness. I feel like there is a whole, I can feel all of the sound bites out of this week's episode, just, you know, but thank you. I can't thank you enough for, you know, jumping in and being my co-pilot on this week's podcast. It's fantastic to have you. It's always great to be in your aura because you just bring positivity and it is challenging, isn't it? And, you know, we've got a bumpy ride ahead, but I think some meditation, some listening to Rain, and actually more important, you've got to find your brave bone and we'll all get through this. Thank you so much, Ganan, for being on this week's show. We've loved having you.
Thank you so much, Simone. And as always, you are the champion of champion, and we wouldn't be anywhere without you. You've done so much for women all over the world.
Oh, bless you. Well, listen, don't forget the next podcast episode is on its way for you next Monday. Can you believe the 26th of October, when we will be back with the fabulous and refreshed Sam Walker? Thank you again. This is a What Goes On Media production. Thank you so much.